Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Pokemon.
Oh. You caught me off guard by the lack of words there.
I know. I was like, I always say the same thing. What should I say? How about I'll talk about Pokemon?
Oh, okay.
I've been trying to catch them all.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
Been failing miserably, by the way.
Yes, yes. I have not been trying to catch any of them. I think everybody else is doing a good job of that. I don't really...
You don't need to catch them?
I don't need to do that. I can't even figure out how to get certain data off my iPhone. I don't need another game to plug up the mess.
I know. I feel like I should delete it because I don't understand why I'm playing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun.
Well, it's fun, but I mean, but there's some people that are really into it. And then
yeah, and I was never really into Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've never played Pokemon. I'm actually learning. I mean, I know of Pokemon.
Yeah.
I know of, like, you know, the very basic gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not, like, a person that could tell you anything about other than just they say their own names.
And I know, I like but that's adorable.
I know it's adorable.
Yeah, my sister used to really be into the cartoon when that was on.
Yeah.
Like years ago, you know, the one that was on like Fox or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to watch it with her, but.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah.
That's the extent of my Pokemon knowledge.
Pokemon.
It's a new Pokemon game.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's an offshoot.
They should have a.
And instead of catching them, you pet them. Which I would like better.
And it's for cats.
It's for cats. And it's Neko Atsume.
And it's real life.
Yeah. He's just pet cats.
It's a game where you... Hey, imagine if people were actually going around trying to pet cats.
Oh, that would not be a good idea.
That's
me, though. Whenever I see a cat, I'm like, oh, hi, friend.
I know. That's you. You're pretty much like Pokemon Go, but for cats.
I really am.
And you're trying to like pet all the cats. You're like, oh, I want to be friends with them all.
No, it's like I see a cat and I want to make friends with it. When I see a human, I run away from it.
Yeah.
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 That's how it works with me.
Yeah, I try to avoid human contact. There was like
I don't like people.
There was like a thing this week where I was going back and forth with a bunch of people via email, and it's like I turned to somebody I work with, and I was like, you know, this would all make more sense if we all just did a phone call and just talked about it for like a minute.
No,
but nobody want. But I don't want to talk to anybody. They don't want to talk to me. You know, I get.
It's because the phone is terrible.
I get anxious when I get a phone call.
I don't like the, you know, and I don't know if that's just because of the nature of the world or whatever. But I worked in a call center forever ago.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I hate the phone.
I've done my share of phone calls in a job.
Yeah.
Setting like, and it's
yeah.
awful.
Yeah.
And I just, but I mean, it's not even that. It's just like I just don't. It just takes. I feel like I don't know. I feel like my life doesn't have time for phone calls, even if it's like with somebody that I like as a friend and I haven't talked to them in a while.
Yeah.
And I just want to catch up. Like I am already tuned out.
Yeah.
Of a phone call, not because of that person. I just don't want to be on the phone with you.
Yeah.
Like I would rather you were here in front of me,
or we could text,
or we can text, or even because
send me an email.
Or I mean, unless if it's a more in depth stuff. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not even send me. It's I don't know. Just it's I just. Yeah, I mean, emails, especially in the business end of stuff.
Yeah.
Send me an email.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't I mean, I know if you have to call me, if you're trying to get to the end of something, which that's fine. But also, you can also send the same thing in an email. Like, you can literally answer a question.
Right.
You know, if it's like, hey, is this going to happen? I don't know. Here's an email. I mean, just send it, you know, whatever. So, but, you know, I guess, we have to, we still have to rely on our phones like that.
Nope. No.
No.
The only person I talked to on the phone was my mother.
Yeah.
She's been starting to text, so.
Yeah, because she finally figured it out. She figured out the smartphone thing.
Well, she figured out she can send me pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So now I get pictures of, like, my dad standing in the backyard. Or,
now
like,
she does, yeah, because now she doesn't have to describe to you what has happened in her life. She can take a picture of it and send it to you.
Yes.
And, you know, she'd be, look at this ham.
And you'd
be
actually, like, my mom has a really good eye.
Yeah.
She sends some really good pictures. I'm like, Mom, you should get Instagram.
I know, she might be very popular.
Yeah, she does. She has a very good eye for, like, composition.
Yeah. She hasn't, and she doesn't use filters probably either.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I filter the fuck out of everything and it looks awful.
No, I have to filter the fuck out of, like, my selfies or else my face looks hideous.
Yeah.
So I have to filter it.
Well, it doesn't look hideous. I'm not agreeing with you. It does not, but you like to believe it is.
Well, I mean, like, you know, you take a picture with a camera.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
So you got to filter it so it takes away all the fat for those zits, the wrinkles.
I don't take, that's the thing. I don't take selfies, I think, for that reason, because I don't like my face.
Yeah.
I don't like, I don't like when other people are like, hey, we're going to do a cute video or something. Like, anytime they do that here at work, they'd be like, we're going to do some viral video for some kid who has cancer. And, you know, it's a thing where we need to take a picture. And I'm like, I don't want to be seen. I don't care. I don't want this kid to die, but I don't want to be seen.
Well, see, that's the thing. I kind of learned that anybody who takes a picture of me does a shit job. I don't know about professional photographers because I've never had professional pictures taken after, like, I was a senior in high school. But, like, I can take pictures of my face and have them look okay.
Yeah.
But if I take, I let somebody else do it, oh, forget it. I look like a garbage bag that's like.
No, you look like a garbage bag.
Has human lumps shoved into it. It's just.
Leftover human?
Yeah, they were just like, we have all these extra body parts, shove it in a garbage bag and make it vaguely human shaped.
Give it, you know, make it sentient.
Yeah, and just like. Draw.
How come
like
you don't have? Then how come you don't have all the abilities of those other humans? Like Terror Inc.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way.
What do you mean it doesn't? Terror Inc. made him. That's what he do. He was like, I can fly a plane because I have a pilot's arm.
It doesn't make any sense. That you have his arm. The knowledge of what all the instruments mean are not in the pilot's arm.
I know that, okay. But apparently that's the book wanted you to believe.
No, fuck that book. Stupid book. Dumb book.
I like that I tied in this discussion about your
my vaguely human shape.
You're about your self image to an obscure '90s Marvel character.
Yeah,
that's I think
that we've talked about on the show.
That we've talked about on the show, and sure the fans are like, "Oh my god, yes, they brought it back."
Yeah, that's what we do here on Worst Collection.
We're pretty talented.
Yeah, that's it.
So speaking of comic books. So let's get into our first book for today. It is going to be Shadow Pact. Number 5 from November 2006. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to go into the new millennium for this one.
Shit.
Which is rare for us.
Yes, it is.
But, yeah, so this basically... So basically, if you're not familiar with Shadow Pact, they're kind of like a weird... like a ragtag group of... actually, they're basically the Defenders. A ragtag group of heroes... But they mostly handle mystical stuff, which the Defenders usually did too.
Mm-hmm. They're like Justice League Dark.
They're basically like Justice League Dark before Justice League Dark mm-hmm. was a thing. Because this is 2006, so you know, New 52 is 5 years away, I think, at this point. Mm. And this is right around Day of Vengeance, so they kind of came together in the midst of all the Final Crisis, not Final Crisis, Infinite Crisis.
I don't know. There's so many. Crisis.
Yeah, I always get mixed. I just read about it and then I forgot what it was, but I know it had something to do with the Day of Vengeance with regard to I think it was Infinite Crisis.
It doesn't matter,
but I want to be right.
I'm sure,
but I don't want to look it up right now.
Well, then it's whatever. It doesn't matter. So let's talk about the book.
Anyways, they're a team of you have Blue Devil. You got Blue Devil, Nightmaster, Enchantress, who's gonna be a movie star.
Uh-huh.
Nightshade, mm-hmm. Ragman, and Detective Chimp
mm-hmm.
As the core group here. And on the cover,
except Detective Chimp is kind of dressed like an X-Man.
Yeah, that's the thing. He has like a very like serious like.
Yeah, Detective Chimp is he's dressed like an X-Man because he's got like the blue suit. It's got the yellow piping, and it's even got those like red
dot
things on it.
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know what his deal is.
He looks like Cyclops.
He really does. Yeah,
he's wearing like Cyclops. He's wearing an X-Men like Wolverine, stupid outfit, like a standard X-Men clothes.
Maybe that where they were just like draw Cyclops' outfit on Detective Chimp because that's as highly as we think of him. We think he is a monkey.
You know what? We gotta
fuck
start
Cyclops. Everyone hates Cyclops.
Guys, you know what? We gotta start digging on Cyclops in these lower books on DC, guys. You know, we gotta start taking shots at
failed jabs.
So this is the core group, and it's so on the cover they're like looking at a memorial themselves.
Uh-huh.
And because it says Shadow Pact, and above it says Requiem for Shadow Pact, and on the cover Detective Chimp is like, but we're not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
So we start off, Mr.
Phantom Stranger.
Phantom Stranger. For a second, I thought he was flipping me off, but he's not.
No, that's his thumb, but that would be really funny. It's his middle finger.
I'm Phantom Stranger.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Actually, that's kind of what he does.
Right, that's kind of his deal. Like, that's kind of his deal here. You only see him in this one panel. He never shows up again.
He shows up to do really, not really do much. I mean, I know he's had more of a role in recent years, mm-hmm. but, you know, most of the time when you would show up, he'd just be like, I'm here to tell you something. And you're like, what? He's like, ugh.
And then, yeah. And then he leaves.
And then he leaves. You're like, you didn't do anything. He's like, did I?
Didn't I?
Didn't
he just,
I?
Like, disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, so he's kind of recounting the stories about what just happened, how Shadow Pact was fighting the Sun King, who is this fiery guy,
uh-huh.
and how they disappeared
with an entire town.
With an entire town underneath, like, well, I guess it was
they're calling it the Blood Dome.
Blood Dome.
So, like, was it an actual, like, bubble of blood, or yeah. was it just like a dome that was red?
I feel it was the former.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was very drippy.
Gross.
And gross. It was a congealed blood.
Ew.
It was gross.
Blood bubbles are gross.
Yes.
And it's like, what, River Rock, Alaska or something?
River Rock, Wyoming.
Wyoming, excuse me.
Yeah, so this is near you. This is near your hometown.
Yeah. Not really. I'm not that close to Wyoming.
Well.
Wyoming's much farther away than you think.
No, that's true.
And depending where the fuck that is, it's probably even farther.
Yeah.
But yes, it is the state above the one I grew up in. How's that?
Gotcha.
Okay.
I assume everything is close to you if I'm like, hey, Wyoming. No,
you know, that's the thing. It's like, I think people from the East Coast don't, because, you know, when, you know, you grew up in Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
you could drive to Cleveland
mm-hmm.
in a couple hours.
You could drive to Michigan. You could drive to Detroit.
It wasn't that big of a
Pittsburgh,
deal.
Yeah.
But like, out West, things are spread out a lot farther.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to drive to Wyoming from where I grew up would be about a 2.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
And that's just to get to the border. That's not talking like Cheyenne and shit.
Yeah.
So it's a lot farther.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But so basically they're in this Wyoming town and the Blood Dome has no longer. And so basically while they were in there, basically a few minutes, it wasn't like, what was it? A few.
It only felt like maybe like 2 or 3 days inside the Blood Dome, but outside of it, a full year had passed.
Right.
So they're getting dropped back into reality a year after they disappeared.
Right.
And so the news media has descended on this town. People are interviewing everybody. There's like a talking dog.
It's Rex the Wonder Dog.
Yeah. And everybody's like, dude, you can talk. Let's interview him, man. That's awesome. Anyway.
So I find that fascinating because I'm like, you know what? You guys live in the age of superheroes and there's many other things that talk.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can't tell me that there hasn't been, like, talking anthropomorphic dogs or other talking animals.
Well, I mean, we see later they build a statue, so they must have known something about the dog.
Dog's not on the statue, is it?
I don't know. We'd have to look again. We can look.
He's not on the front cover. He's not really a part of the team. He just kind of was hanging out with them. And then, because later on, he's like, yeah, can I hang out? Can I, like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah, because I've been gone for a year, and, like, my master probably thinks I'm dead. Does he have a master?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about Rex the Wonder
Dog. I know you can talk. Excuse me, are you my master? I'm Rex the Wonder Dog.
Blue Devil asks
Nightshade.
Nightshade, if like one of the guys that he's been looking for is like trapped in this like black box thing.
Yeah, because Nightshade has captured some of these.
She's
villains.
Basically been playing Pokemon. And instead of putting them in Pokeballs, she's putting them in boxes. Because that's literally what's going on here. Because he's in the box, she lets him out of the box, and Blue Devil zaps him to hell.
Yes.
But then there's a bunch of other boxes.
Because they have other villains.
They have other villains inside.
Well, why don't just blow up all the other villains? But apparently they got to take him to this place so they get them rehabbed.
Right. So Blue Devil sends him to hell.
Well, Blue Devil sends him to hell, and so mind you, Blue Devil and Nightmaster have awesome beards.
Oh yeah, there's some awesome beards.
It's really weird because Blue Devil has a costume.
Yeah,
you know that is permanently bonded to him.
Yes.
However, he was somehow able to grow
a sweet beard,
like Roman Reigns beard. Like he basically looks like Roman Reigns.
He kind of does. He's blue,
but he's blue and has horns. Which is actually, you know what? I mean, if Roman Reigns wanted to get over the audience, he'd just show up like Blue Devil.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, how is he back yet?
No, he's still gone. He's still gone for juice. He's like, I popped. He's not coming back until I think just before the pay per view coming up. So
yeah.
He's
is good. Brock Lesnar coming back, or does he?
He's gonna be back for SummerSlam. He's not suspended by the E.
Oh, by UFC.
He says about UFC. Vince McMahon's just gonna pretend that never happened.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Vince McMahon's just gonna be like, I don't know.
But I thought, okay, so here's what I don't understand about Brock Lesnar. So I know he did that fight, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a one time deal.
It is. It was.
Then why do they care they just got popped for juice?
Because it basically they test, because he's going to be, because he's technically under a contract for UFC and they have to test their fighters. You know, they still kind of have to put him under like the jersey. Like, it's like if you get hired.
I know, but like, wouldn't the contract that they wrote out for him be a one and done fight? They would have tested him pre-fight.
Well, they did. They tested him. From what I understand, it was a pre, a fight, a test taking out of competition. And it came back as they were notified of that.
But they still let him fight? Or they just didn't find out the results until now?
They just found the results like recently, because those things take forever. So
see, that doesn't make any goddamn sense. Wouldn't you want to test him pre-fight?
Well, they did.
And then get the results
they
back.
They did, but this is a different test that they didn't. It was out of competition, meaning that he probably wasn't under contract to them, but then they got word that he did juice.
Oh.
And now that, but to them, it doesn't, it hasn't come down yet as to what they're going to do. Cause he hasn't decided whether or not he's going to fight again. Like, he's implied that he does, but he might not.
Right.
So cause he's just going to go back to work. Cause he doesn't do anything, but it's up to him.
Right.
You know, he's Brock Lesnar. He can do whatever he wants, but
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand Brock Lesnar.
Well,
I'm honestly, one of these days we're going to be watching wrestling is he's going to kill someone in the ring.
Well, yeah, he can. Yeah, he's gonna rip like.
Yeah, he's gonna absolutely, because he's like a monster.
He's gonna rip somebody literally in half and then throw the guts at the announcers, and
it's gonna be like Mortal Kombat in there.
It pretty much is anytime he's in there.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. That's why I'm like,
there was this video of him playing with a dog, and it freaked me out.
Why? Because he didn't rip the dog in
half? Yes, because I was like,
I expected you to kill this animal.
It was a puppy that came up to him. The puppy, like, he had, like, he's like. Hey, puppy. Pet, aww, right? Cute. Right? And the puppy was like, you know, he gave, like, you know, he's in the green room, so he, why don't you give him, like, cheese or something?
Yeah.
And the puppy's like, yeah. And then he's like, all right, we're done. And then the puppy's just like, yeah, it's a puppy. Aww. And he's like, no, get away. And I'm like, oh, God, please get away, Peppy. He's going to kill you. This is going to be the end of it. He's going to kill a dog. Oh, God.
No.
Don't anger Brock Lesnar. Anyway, so Roman Devil.
Yeah.
And he's got a beard, and so does Nightmaster.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because here's something I don't get. So to them, only a couple of days have passed. Mm-hmm. But while they've been in there, a whole year has passed, and they've grown facial hair to reflect that it's been a year. Because they're even like, man, I can't wait to shave. I'm like, you thought you were only in there for 4 days. You grew that beard.
No,
four
I'll tell
days?
You something. When I mean, I'm actually kind of feeling it right now because I haven't shaved. Like, I don't shave, but I clip my beard every couple of days. And if I go pretty long without it, I feel pretty gross. So I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, but you don't get, I mean, like, that's a full beard. You have, like, I don't know. You don't have, like, full beard?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Like, not just, like, it's a full beard. Like, it's a long full beard.
Yeah.
Like, trust me, I understand the hairiness. Like, I get that. And I get that shit grows back quick. But, like, the length is kind of what I'm,
I don't know,
more curious about.
Yeah. So, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
So, he sells. So, they're about to jump out and,
Well, they're like, we got to take these prisoners to this place.
Yeah, they take these prisoners to somewhere on the outside, like a tower of fate for prisoners. And it's in the dark dimension that Nightshade jumps into.
This is yet again.
It's funny, though, because before she, because Enchantress is being interviewed by a bunch of like news people, and they're like, hey, can we give you a call?
Yeah, and she's like, no. And
she's like, no, I'm unlisted because I'm an Enchantress. I don't have a phone number.
Right. No.
Yeah, she's like Bill Murray. She doesn't carry around a phone. Anyway, so they jump into a deal and they
like
go
a portal. And yet again, we have another superhero team that likes to just keep people imprisoned. in like random prisons, because they even mentioned they're like, we got to find a better way to like house our prisoners.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the Flash.
It's like the Flash. It's like, fuck it, we're just, I mean,
but I think they actually feed them. Like, I don't know what they do with the Flash, because who's cooking? I have a lot of questions about the Flash prison.
This is a really good question, because there's no, it doesn't seem that anybody like feeds them. How do they shower? Like, they're just sitting in like a glass. There's no toilet in there.
There's not. Yeah, there's nothing.
So how do they eat? And how do they, like, come on. That's gross.
That Amnesty International needs to get involved.
Well, I think that's one of the biggest problems that I have with that Flash TV show is like they have a prison like right there.
Yeah.
But, and I understand you have metahumans. You don't know, like, the typical justice system cannot contain these people. However, they're still people. They still have fucking rights to like due process and a fair and speedy trial and shit. And they're just like, they don't even care for that. They just put them in a prison. And then they don't feed them or let them bathe.
Or take care of any needs they have or check their powers, right, or, other like, than just like dampening them.
I'm like, what the fuck, you guys? You can't do that. No. I realize they're metahumans and like evil and shit, but you still can't do that.
No.
Anyway.
You gotta be good.
So they go to this dimension. Yeah.
So they go to this dimension. They drop off their prisoners. They're talking
Except they run into this chick, this young girl, who's, what's her name?
They call her Mrs. Fell.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh my god, you guys! You promised you'd come back for me if I was good, and I was good, and so you're gonna take me back to your world."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh,
You're like, nah, man.
So we're not actually here for you, even though we promised we would come back and get you. We're here to drop off these dudes. So
goodbye.
Sorry about that."
Yeah. Well, but they're like, "Well, we'll come back for you. Yeah. But let's get something sorted out." Which I know how that goes. You're basically never gonna do it.
Right. And so she's stuck in this dimension forever, even though she's been like really good and helping out this guy. I don't know who that guy is.
Mr. Cold, Dr. Something Coldrake.
Sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're like, here's some more Pokeballs. prisoners in.
Gotta catch them all. Goodbye.
Bye. We're going to go catch some more.
So basically they jump back to Metropolis and they're like, all right, we got to like go and like get our shit lives together.
We have to figure out like if our apartments are still there.
Yeah, we got to make sure our
jobs are still there.
It's not like, here's the thing. There was an issue of, this is the difference between Marvel and DC. Marvel takes care of that shit before they go on stuff, because yeah, Wonder Man paid his rent in full before going on Galactic Storm, and it was documented in his own book.
So he paid it for like a year or something?
He did. He was like, look, landlord lady, I know you used to be an old movie star, and I know you have a crush on me, but I gotta go into space.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh God, please be careful. And he's like, I will. Here's a bunch of money. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And then he came back.
I mean, you'd think that they would be like, all right, let's pay our rent in full for a year and then put this shit on Airbnb. And then they could just like rent it out and make money while they're off fighting. I mean, yeah, that's why Airbnb was existed, like invented.
Well, it
right?
wasn't, it was, but it wasn't 2006. So Metropolis Airbnb was not in action at this time, which for good measure, you know, because yeah, you can imagine, you know, probably a lot of really small one room bathtub apartments, you know, with a, you know, occasionally you have a stove in there. You can make some eggs on
some fake eggs,
Yeah. It comes with fake eggs.
Flowers for cooking, and the bathtub is right by the front door.
It's literally, you walk in and you stick your foot in the bathtub. We're never gonna live that down, guys.
Well,
we're...
no, it's because in Batman v Superman, like, Clark comes home and Lois is in the tub, and Clark is in his coat holding a bag of groceries, and he walks into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you just get home? Like, did you...
Can't you put those down?
Right. You didn't put those down before going... No, you carried them in. So does that mean
he's
that
bringing,
the front
he's bringing,
door...
He's bringing his food into the bathroom. That means gross.
That means the front door of their apartment is where the bathtub is.
Gross.
Just a really...
All that food, all that... Whatever, those steaks that he bought or whatever...
Flowers.
Pop-Tarts.
Wow. Superman only eats Pop-Tarts.
Actually, that would have been great.
He only likes strawberry frosted Pop-Tarts.
I would have loved if he was just frying up some Pop-Tarts in the pan.
What if that was literally the only food he could eat? So he had like all, like he had a whole cookbook full of like different ways to prepare Pop-Tarts.
A thousand ways to cook Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, he's like, this Pop-Tart hash. It's like that seed
Pop-Tart hash.
Yeah, it's like that scene in Forrest Gump where he's talking about all the ways you could do the shrimp. And that's what Superman and Batman talk about, where they're on patrol together just waiting for shit to happen.
Yeah.
Pop-Tart hash. Pop-Tart soup.
That would be a great... That would be
spicy Pop-Tart Granada.
Pop-Tart. Pop-Tart jambalaya. Pop-Tart ceviche.
Pop-Tart gastrique.
All right. Anyways, meanwhile, so... Well,
it's back in the comic book.
Back in Metropolis, where Superman is eating Pop-Tart hash, Shadow Pact is like, hey, so we're back here. Let's go figure shit figured out. And then some old guy's like, oh, man, what are you doing in here? Yeah, you guys are all dead. And he's like,
you guys are so disrespectful to the dead.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
What are you talking about? He's like, are you dressed like that because the statue's here? And they're like, show us what you're talking about. So he leads them
hopefully this old guy never sees Comic-Con.
Right. He's never heard of cosplay. This guy's really confused.
He's old.
So they take him to the statue, and it's a Shadow Pact statue being like, you guys are great because you died.
Yeah.
So I guess when they disappeared with the town, everybody just assumed they were dead and then erected a statue.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
For like just if you get caught in a statue.
Team.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like, why is there a Ragman statue in Metropolis? He doesn't even live in Metropolis.
I know. It's weird. I guess Metropolis was like, how many Superman statues can we really have?
So we got to mix it up.
We got to mix it up a little bit. So here's this one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Also, I want to call bullshit here because on the cover, you got, you know, Nightmaster and Blue Devil, you know, here they got their beards, but on the cover,
they are
clean shaven.
Oh, man.
Bullshit.
That is bullshit.
Unless they shaved and came back and looked at the statue again and had this conversation.
Maybe.
And then had a different conversation earlier.
Yeah.
So Rex is not in the statue because he's not a part of the team. He's just hanging out.
Oh, poor Rex. He's just like, hey.
He's got nowhere else to go. He's a dog, you know? And he's got another animal friend.
Well, that's true. Now he has an animal friend, so that's good.
He's hanging out.
Somebody's going to film him, put him on YouTube, and be like, dog and monkey are friends.
Cute animals hang out together. They're like, hey, stop filming us.
And they're going to put it to like jangly music, like,
and the whole time, like Detective Chimp, because that's one of the things he's doing. He's asking people for a smoke.
Yes.
He wants a smoke. And it's like,
Chimp keeps trying to bum us.
And it's like, just like this cute little music. It's like, look at the monkey and the dog. And it's like, it's just like Chimp just smoking. He's like, what? What? Yeah. He's like, our dog's like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah. They're going to put captions over him and be like, this dog was so sad. Until he was introduced to Monkey Friend.
Let's get ready for the BuzzFeed article. This entire book is a BuzzFeed article, guys.
Yes, it is.
So we get this cutaway of this girl who...
We go to Gotham.
Oh, yeah, we're in Gotham. Yeah.
So we cut to Gotham.
At the Breed Building.
Which apparently is a building in Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this woman who has like half a metal mask on her face.
It's metal eye.
And her name is Strega.
Strega.
Which means witch in Italian. So she...
She's one of your people.
I don't know if she's one of my people, but she has a name for my people.
Oh, yeah.
So she gets in this elevator, and she's like going all the way to the bottom, and the guy's like, be careful. And she's got like a fucking metal face. What the hell are you telling her to be careful for? She's obviously nefarious.
Well, maybe either that, or maybe you know she's worried about her eye.
She's going to lose the other one. So she goes all the way down to this like coffin below this building. And she's like, master, dude, wake up. Sorry, it's early, but...
Ring, ring, ring.
You got to get up. And he... Oh, some really old dude and her ass. That's what the shot is. You see her ass, but you see this old guy like getting out of a coffin. He's like, what time is it? And she's like, oh, you've only been asleep for 40 millennia. Which is what? Like 40 million years?
40 million years.
And he's like, I haven't slept enough. And she's like, yeah, you got to get up, though.
He's like, yeah, but you got bed sores. I got to clean them. You're disgusting.
Yeah. So get up.
And.
Because I need your help.
Yeah. So because she fucked up.
Yeah, she fucked up.
Because she messed up. I think she's basically like an enemy. She's an enemy of a Shadow Pact. She's like, right. I fucked up. I need your help.
Right.
Old man.
Wake up, old man.
So Nightmaster and Rex and Chimp go to Nightmaster has the Oblivion Bar, which is basically like a place where
mystical people
like superheroes, maybe villains too, are all hanging out.
Yeah, but also like magic beings.
Well, magic people. Yeah, yeah. Magic, mystical magic is all the same thing. You have to kind of know how to get it. Very secret.
Yeah. You like a speakeasy in San Francisco.
Which I kind of like.
Yeah.
I kind of like
know about that. It.
You know, and so Nightmaster's got like, see, the thing about Nightmaster, he's I've did a little bit of research on Nightmaster, and I've known about him, but I'm curious to know more. He basically was like a rock musician who found a magic sword, and he can use it to enter like different dimensions and stuff. And that's kind of why he's here, you know, and he's looking all hipstery with his beard.
Mm-hmm.
But he owns a bar.
Yes, he does.
And he serves craft beers.
Yeah, apparently.
Magic craft beers.
Yeah. And the dog is like, you know, I've always wanted to get in to this bar, but the door won't let me in.
Well, because he's a mystic, because you're just a dog.
Right, but, and so Shadow Master's like, or Nightmaster?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll make sure it recognizes you next time so you can come in.
I'll put you on the list, buddy.
Yeah, I'll put you on the list, basically. So he goes to the door, and he's trying to open it, and they're like, it's not opening. And he's like, are you sure? He's like, yes, trust me. Like, if you know where, like, the door changes, but anybody who is able to come in here recognizes it.
Yeah.
Regardless of where it's located.
Well, I have a question about this.
Yeah.
Because so he opens up the door and he goes in, and we'll talk about that in a second. But seeing that he's not at this point recognized because something happens to this bar.
Yeah.
Why is it that he's able to get in and see anything? Like, why is he just, you know, because he comes in and he sees his bar. He should just see an empty room.
Right.
You know,
apparently it was closed and like, but it's not. It's like full of people now.
It's full of people, which we have some cameos in here, one of which is Black Orchid.
Mm-hmm.
She's down there. And a bunch of other goons.
Having a drink.
Yeah, there's actually like this guy here, this tentacle man, who's just sadly just kind of like sitting against a wall. He looks very lonely.
Yeah.
And he's just drinking out of a glass.
Yeah.
He just looks like he's like, I got stood up tonight.
Yeah,
he looks very sad.
You know, that it's even though it's a superhero mystical bar, shit still goes wrong.
Yeah.
There's always a sad guy in the corner.
Yeah, and then there's, you know, there's some sprites, and there's this, yeah, you know, there's a bunch of cameos
a bunch of
here.
So he's like, wait a second, who opened my bar? And then, so then we cut back to that lady and her ass and the old guy.
Yeah.
In Gotham. And he's like, why'd you wake me up? And she's like, Shadow Pack kind of
messed up my plans. Yeah, I need your help.
And he's like, okay, let me put on a suit. And luckily, even though I've been sleeping for 40 million years, I know how to perfectly tie a tie. Because there's a picture of him doing it.
How does he know what a suit is?
Right? He's like, oh, even though I've been asleep, I've been kind of listening. I was like, yeah, but nobody's like over you, just like giving you instructions how to fucking tie a tie.
Over, under. Does he get YouTube in that coffin? Is he just laying there and is he watching like all the YouTube videos he's watching?
Like, oh, how to tie a tie. All right,
he's
I
like,
get
oh,
it.
Oh, okay, look at that. The cinnamon challenge. All right, I'm going to do that when I get out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's this? We got, what's, like, I'm blanking on anything YouTube. I'm
just getting Rickrolled left and right.
He's just like,
everything he clicks on.
It's Rickrolling him
for a millennia.
He's just getting Rickrolled constantly. He's like, Rick Astley. does Rick Astley run this world? What's going on,
he's
guys?
Like, I'm
going
to incinerate that man when I get out of here.
I've been watching nothing but freaking...
Those videos where John Cena shows up at the end? Where it's just like, oh, yeah, what's so-and-so's name?
Well, I'm trying to think like 2006. I'm like,
I don't know.
Because YouTube actually literally just started at that time.
Yeah.
So, or maybe even before that.
So is he just watching that video of that kid?
Oh, he's watching
Star Wars kid.
Yeah, he's watching Star Wars kid. He's watching, he's got the piano cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's definitely piano cat. He's like, okay, take me to the piano cat.
I just love that cat, DPP.
Anyway, so he gets out and he ties a tie and he's like, all right, well, I've got to like be like
evil.
Because he's basically like an evil warlock.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't do anything. He's just some old guy that gets woken up and he has a sweet ponytail.
Yeah.
He has a sweet old man ponytail.
Yeah. And he puts on a suit.
He puts on a suit and he's like,
I got to take myself a new name. I got to get a new identity. So I'm going to call myself Dr. Gotham.
Dr. Gotham.
All right. Yeah, and they're like, oh, by the way, the reason Gotham is totally fucked up, it's because I've been sleeping below it for 40 million years. And they just built a city on top of horrible energy, and that's why Gotham sucks dicks.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, well, that's in here. It's like,
I read this, but
I don't remember if it's in this part or if it's in the part.
Realize. Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. I wonder if they'll realize that the dark and often cursed character of their town was influenced by the man who slept so long underneath it.
Right.
Okay, so
basically, the reason everything shitty happens in Gotham City is because this guy's been sleeping beneath it.
So Bruce's parents are murdered because this guy was snoring too loud.
Well, pretty much, because this guy has just been snoring evil all over the
city. Snoring evil.
And it's been making people go, I'm going to be evil too, and then now I'm going to shoot Bruce Wayne's parents.
I'm going to already recommend this book because I need to continue reading to find out if Batman finds out about this guy and then immediately just stops what he's doing to punch this guy in the dick.
Probably.
Because he's just like, wait, what? He's evil. Punch, punch, punch. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it becomes Metropolis and then Batman has nothing to do. And then he's sad.
Anyway, so we get Dr. Gotham. Dr. Gotham's like, all right,
time to go kill Shadowpack. So like...
Yeah, basically, let's go kill Shadowpack. He's like, we're going to hire a bunch of really good assassins.
We're going to outsource.
We're going to get some good... We're going to get some good assassins. I don't know why this guy's Obama.
I don't know. He has an Obama. He sounds like Obama now. We're gonna get some.
I like doing the Obama. I like doing that voice.
And we're gonna find them where they are.
They're gonna be compromised to a permanent end.
We're gonna put them down.
By put them down, I mean we're gonna kill them. we're gonna murder Blue Devil. We're gonna shave his beard. We're gonna suspend him for 30 days because he's Roman Reigns. Or something like that. Anyways, so Roman Reigns. So Blue Devil goes to his apartment, finds out his
landlord obviously evicted him because he hadn't paid rent and he wasn't there.
And then he's like, well, where am I going to sleep? She's like, well, you can move into this apartment, but you owe me back rent.
Well,
he's
yeah, like, because at first he was just like, where's all my stuff? And she's like, what stuff? You didn't have anything. You had like a dirty shirt and all your dishes were shit that I gave you.
All we found was a can of mustard. Whoa, I had mustard?
Oh. Pretty much. That's exactly what's going on here.
He's Otto.
And he's like, okay, well, where am I going to sleep? He's like, well, some lady finally died, so you can have her
place. I found a bunch of steroids. A bunch of steroids that said care of WWE on them.
And he's
and
like,
a picture of Vince McMahon making... Vince McMahon saying, I love you.
Yeah.
Dear Roman, I love you.
And it was like, this lady says to him, she's like, or he says to her, like, where's my checkbook? Did you keep it?
Checkbook.
And she's like, yeah. I mean, he's like, or did somebody clean up my bank account? She's like, no, I've got it, but you still owe me back rent.
I would have loved it if somebody would have did a heist on his account, on Dead Blue Devil's account. And that was like the rest of this book is him trying to figure out, like, going on like a heist hunt, you know, like a Jean-Claude Van Damme kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ragman
goes and his shop has been shut down.
He is not happy about that. He has a whatever.
He's having a sad.
Nightshade goes to talk to her mom's grave,
even though she's not really there.
Right.
And then we're in the bar and some girl comes up to what's his face?
Nightmaster.
And she's like, oh my God, everybody said you were dead, but I knew you weren't dead. And he's like, what the fuck happened? And she's like, oh, somebody else owns the bar now. And it's a dude with flippers. I don't know who that guy is.
It's a guy named, okay, so it's a guy named, what's his name? Eddie Deacon.
Okay.
And he's a telekinetic with flippers.
Okay.
Like he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
He has like, you know, a 2000, actually like a very 90s backwards bro hat soul patch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But his hands are just gigantic flesh flippers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's also telekinetic, so there's like booze and stuff kind of being prepared behind him.
Right.
And all that stuff. So
that's the guy who owns the bar now.
Yeah. And he owns a bar and like, you know, poor what's his face needs a smoke.
Yeah.
Chimpy.
So then we cut back to Ragman and he's like, all right, well, I shaved and.
Where did he go? Did he like
I don't know. He went to the place, his shop, and it was shut down. And then I guess he went and had dinner.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. It's a steakhouse. Oh, wait. I'm confused here.
No,
Rags and Tatters is his shop.
It's his shop. It's closed. And then he's like, well, you know.
Oh, for some reason, I forgot. I was like, look, I thought it said tattered, but it says it's like fatted.
Yeah.
You went to the fatted steakhouse.
The fatted steakhouse. The
fatted.
I don't know.
In Gotham.
Ooh. I guess that's where Ragman lives. And so he's like, well, I shaved, I got a shower, I got some food, but now I have to figure out where I'm going to sleep.
He went to Abe and Louie's, got himself a meal.
Yeah.
It's a good meal.
Abe and Louie's is a good meal.
Yeah.
In Boston, if you're ever, in Back Bay, go there. And spend money on what I assume is a mafia run.
Oh, it is. Yes. He called in a favor. Maybe Ragman had a favor going because, he being the tatterdemalion of justice, he was probably able to be like, look, I know I took a guy out for you. I did this for you.
Yeah.
We're friendly, but can I at least get a steak?
Yeah.
And can I use your employee bathroom?
Yeah.
And shave.
Like, yeah, sure. That's cool, man. It's fine. And he didn't have to pay because Abe and Louie's is delicious as it is. Very expensive. So, but worth it. Anyway, so he's like, all right, well, now I guess I'm going to go ask so-and-so if I can sleep on his couch, even though I hit on his sister once. And then all of a sudden he starts like smoking.
Yeah.
And some dude's like, man, you're smoking, man, but like not like a good way. And he's like, God damn it, I'm off duty. What's going on? And he turns into Ragman.
Right, because he's sensing danger.
Right.
And he's not, his rags.
Right. And he's like, can I have a day off? What the hell? And then all of a sudden, this woman shows up.
Yeah, Blue Moon.
Okay,
Her name is Blue Moon.
And
she comes. She's going to get named here, but her name is Blue Moon.
Okay.
After the beer.
Yeah, and I don't actually. I hate the way they've done his internal narration boxes
because they're yellow. It's hard to read yellow and green. And
yes,
it's got
because
like,
they're patchworked, and I get that they did that because he's made of rags, and so it differentiates.
Pick a color.
But like, do that on the border. Don't do it on the whole fucking box. Like the whole box is just squares of green and squares of yellow and then text laid over it. It is a little bit difficult to read sometimes. Like give it a border.
Yeah.
Right? Like this is bullshit. So anyway, Ragman and this chick start fighting and she's like, look, I don't want to kill you, but somebody does and they're paying me money, so whatever. And so they start fighting.
And Ragman, starts calling on all of his...
Yeah, because he's like, this to me.
I could explain something, yeah.
Yes, you do. About Ragman's suit.
Yes.
Because he's like, this has the power of 6 serial killers in it.
Yeah, basically he has a mystical suit that has...
Is it made of skin? Or are we talking...
It's made of fabrics from like all these... Okay. I can't remember exactly, but I know he's basically got this mystical suit of rags that has that is imbued with like all of these souls of these criminal souls, and he gains like their strengths.
But it's cloth; it's not like a skin.
It's
suit.
Cloth, yeah. It's
not
actual
just
rags,
fucking skin patches sewn together.
Yeah, it's not. He's not. He's not.
That's dark.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I mean, he's a pretty dark character in the first place,
right?
But
because he's like, I gotta call the souls to like fight this lady, and I'm gonna call on more souls, and he uses her power against her and throws her through a wall, and
that's it.
That's it.
And he's like, all right, I gotta figure this out, and then
that's it.
That's it for Shadow Pact number 5 from November 2006. Let's start off. Would you read this next issue?
Maybe. I mean, if somebody handed it to me, I'm not gonna search it out. But I didn't hate this.
Yeah. I'm going to read it. Yeah. And I'm going to actually try to find the rest of these because there's not a lot of these, actually. This series didn't go on for too long.
Yeah.
But I'm actually very intrigued because I like the dynamic of these people and this team. And I'm just intrigued by these characters. I mean, I'm not crazy about Ragman, but I kind of want to know more about what's going on with Blue Devil and what's his face? And Blue Devil. Yeah. And what's his face? Nightmaster in his bar.
Yeah.
You know, like I know. And I mean, I feel like I should be enjoying Blue Devil more. I feel like that would be a thing, and I know that's a kind of a cult favorite from the 80s, but I feel like I could probably get into this again, so I'm going to check it out. I'm going to add this to my
to-buy pile,
which now, which includes multiple Alpha Flights and Guy Gardners.
Yes.
Because you got to have goals.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So proud of you. Very proud of you for having goals.
I'm like the Pokemon for shitty comics.
Gotta collect them all.
I know, really. That's the thing. I'm throwing balls at it. I choose you, Guy Gardner 25. To do what? I don't know.
To sit here and collect dust in our apartment. Yay!
Yay! Okay, we'll be back with the next book.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Michelle Morrow.
And Malik Forte here to tell you about our new show, Status Effect, on the Sideshow Network.
Every week we hang out with our guests to talk about the games, the consoles, and the moments that helped define them. Check us out on Status Effect every single Wednesday.
Download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/Status Effect.
Hell yeah.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. We are here with our next book going to 1978.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. December 1978, we've got Hulk, The Incredible Hulk 230. Incredible Hulk number 230 from December 1978. And Marvel's TV sensation. So we're at the height of his TV exposure, I guess. And he is on the cover of this book here, and it says Harvest of Fear, because the Hulk is throwing a tractor at some farmers in a cornfield.
Yep.
He's lost his shit.
Yes.
He's like, this 4-H meeting sucks.
Fuck you, future farmers of America.
Farmers mingle more like farmers die or farmer whatever. He's so mad about daylight savings time. Hulk,
he really is.
Hulk can't tell difference. Hulk does not care if he crossed over to mountain time.
Nope. So yeah, that's what's going on the cover here.
Yeah, he's not
having a good time.
No, he's never having a good time. Hulk is always having a bad time.
Yeah.
The title of this episode or this book is called The Harvester from Beyond.
Mm.
And it starts off with the Hulk singing a cornfield.
Eating corn. Yep.
Like, being like, hey, corn, pull, eat. He's not even boiling it.
No, he's just eating it right off the
I mean, we don't actually see him shoving it in his mouth.
But we can
assume.
I don't
know if he's, like, biting it like he's, you know, I'm assuming he's just kind of shucking it with his teeth.
I am assuming so. I'm not exactly sure how he's eating it, but he is sitting in a cornfield surrounded by corn cobs.
Yes.
And there's a farmer, and he's like, oh, no. There's a Hulk in my field.
Oh, no, my corn.
And I would have to say that the way farmers are portrayed in this book is horrible.
Yeah.
They are slack-jawed yokels to the nth degree. They are Cletus, the slack-jawed yokel. So, like, just imagine, like, a whole comic book full of those guys.
Yeah.
Cletus socks. Yeah,
it's a bit of a overall generalization of... Yeah. Corn.
They're just like, oh no, there's a fucking Hulk in my corn. Married my sister. Like, that's kind of what's going on in this book.
Oh no, my wedding to my sister has been interrupted because the Hulk is eating corn.
I'm really worried because my other brother's got some eyes for her too, and if I don't marry her first,
but maybe if I can distract my brother with this pig that he can have sex with.
Lurleen is the prettiest pig.
And then I can go marry his sister, and then I can defeat the Hulk. I have to have priorities first. Yeah. Oh, wait, there's also a Hank Williams Jr. concert I have to attend.
Yeah, that's basically like the level of portrayal we're getting in this book.
Yeah, it's not kind.
It's not. So the farmer.
Farmer calls the cops.
Lumpy.
Oh, Lumpy.
He calls him Lumpy.
Mm.
Lumpy
the farmer.
Lumpy the farmer. And he's like, now calm down there, Lumpy. And he's like, oh, you know, I've got all this.
He's like, there's a Hulk in my field. And he's like, are you drunk?
It's like in Toy Story 1 where Woody's like, there's a snake in my boots. It's like that, but there's a Hulk in my field.
And then the cop's like, are you drunk?
Yeah, he's like, are you having sour mash hallucinations?
I like that in the small towns, basically. Like,
you could call the cops and they'll just ask you if you're drunk.
You can call the cops and they're just like, are you drunk? Because if that way, I'm not coming to do my job.
Yeah.
I know, even if you are drunk, I'm not going
to. Just Lumpy, just stay where you are. Just as long as you're not on the road, you drink and all you want.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, really, there's a Hulk and he's in my field and he's eating all my corn. And the sheriff's like, all right, fine. So the sheriff calls a guy named Zeb.
Oh, yeah.
Who I can assume.
Uncle Zebekiah.
Zeb.
From the former manager of Justin Hawk Bradshaw, now also known as Dutch Mantel.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's, why am I blanking on his name? Zeb Coulter in the WWE.
Zeb. fun.
Actually, no, wait, Zeb. Oh, yeah, Zeb Coulter. Duh.
Yeah. So he calls Zeb, and he's like, yeah, I guess we got to get out there. And this is what I don't understand. So, like, there's this guy here who I'm assuming is, like, his deputy. And he's like, Sheriff, don't you think? And he's getting off the phone with Zeb. Now, he's already hung up with Lumpy. Now, he's hanging up with Zeb, and he goes, blast it, Lumpy. So, does he just call everybody Lumpy, or is this guy also named Lumpy? Or is that just a mistake?
Wait. No, I think that is Lumpy.
But Lumpy's the phone.
Lumpy. Look at Lumpy here.
Uh-huh.
And this is his picture of Lumpy. He's got a red hat.
Right, yeah. So does he... He's
Malibu
right,
Lumpy's got a new hat.
He's right there. This is Lumpy on the phone. He's talking to him.
Yeah, and then he, like...
And then he... But he's on the phone with him.
Yeah,
why would then, he so, be so, here, too? Because this because guy's they went, a blonde. No. Hold on. This guy's a blonde, and that guy's not.
You can't really
this
tell...
Yes, you can. This is a different guy. This is a totally different guy, and I don't understand where he's, like...
Where's Lumpy here? Is that Lumpy?
Yeah, he's got a red hat.
No, that's not Lumpy. Well, who's Lumpy. This, then?
Lumpy.
That's Lumpy.
Why would he call the sheriff and then show
because he goes
him-
down to see him. Because on here, he goes down to see with Lumpy's. There's Lumpy, and there's a sheriff, and there's whatever. And then they go, and then they call Zeb.
Oh, I thought this was all the same scene. This is a different scene.
Yes.
Oh, this makes much more sense now. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. That makes more sense.
Finally.
Okay,
this
I get
farmer,
it.
This farmer okay. confusion, why?
Okay, so what probably happened is he went into Lumpy's house and called Zeb.
He went to Lumpy's den.
Yeah, because that didn't make any
sense. Where he keeps his Charlie Rich records.
I thought, because he's still on the fucking phone.
Yeah,
so
a lot of phone calls in here.
I thought this was all the same.
Guys, don't you know the phone calls are lame? Sorry.
Right. And so I thought this was all one conversation.
What if the Hulk was playing Pokemon in his
field?
I think
that's what he's doing. And the farmers are just freaking out because they don't understand what Pokemon Go is.
He's got a phone. He's just like, Hulk find Geodude in cornfield.
He's like, guys, there's supposed to be a Pikachu here. I don't really want to move. So they're like, get your old nets and we're going to go get us some Hulk.
Get your nets.
Yeah. So as this is happening, somebody else is watching the Hulk.
Yeah. Alien.
Oh, man. Because this is the second book where someone from another dimension or an alien or something has been watching Hulk do Hulk things, and then they come to try to get him.
What was the other one?
The other one was the one where that guy that was also supposed to be the game with the crystals.
Oh, the quest probe. Yeah.
The quest probe one, and he was watching Hulk, and he was like, I have to go to the other dimension and get him.
Oh, there's a Hulk channel, that's why.
And now this is the same thing.
On the
thing.
Space Cable Network, there's
the
a Hulk channel.
The alien's watching him, and he's like, I gotta go get that guy. It's the exact same premise.
They're always watching. They're like, oh, man.
And they're always watching Hulk, apparently. So then they throw the net on him, and Hulk's not doing anything. He's just eating corn.
Yeah.
And instead of just, like, here...
Well, he is fucking with this guy's crops.
Yes, he is fucking with this guy's crops, but... As we see, they destroy them anyway. It doesn't matter.
Well, because they're...
Yeah. So, because they're idiots. The Hulk's biggest villain is humanity.
Yes.
Because, like, there was no reason to attack him.
No.
At all. He wasn't doing anything. He was just sitting there and they probably...
I think they probably could have tried to be a bit more reasoning with him.
Yeah, and I guess that I understand
like, not,
that they
not, like... not just flat out being aggressive and start shooting him and throwing nets on him. I think maybe if Hulk was... not. I mean, granted,
but that's the thing. That's the thing nobody in these books ever learns. And I get they're like, oh, we saw him trash a tank, so we have to be really terrible to him. Like, Hulk has the mind of a child in these books.
He does not have the greatest intellect, no.
So don't just walk up to him, like, full aggression, because that's going to piss him off.
Yeah.
And, like, people should fucking know that, because the Hulk is not somebody that no one's ever seen before. Everybody knows this is the Hulk.
Yeah.
So you think you could put that word out.
Of course.
But they don't. So Hulk starts breaking shit.
Hulk fucks up this.
Tractors.
It's like farmers. He went to a fair, like a county fair, and just was like, all this shit sucks. Yeah. It just destroys.
Well, not only that, but all these tractors and cars come at him because they just drive it into their crops. So Hulk just ate like a whole row of corn.
He probably ate that much corn.
Right. These guys just mowed it all down. So now the crop really is fucked. So they just let Hulk
well, even
eat all
the what's
corn.
His face? Even the you know the Lumpy is like, come on, what the hell, my crops?
Yeah, that guy's gonna be broke all winter. So good for you.
You just ruined the economy of wherever. I think where are they? Iowa, I
probably.
Assume?
But I mean, like seriously, if that guy doesn't have any corn to sell, then he has no money. Like that's it. That's how he makes his money for the year, and now he's fucked.
Yeah.
So Hulk smash. Hulk break, and they're like, oh, if breaking had poetry, then Hulk would be its bard. Like,
wait, is that what
there's part in here.
Sometimes
I
miss some of these things.
It's one of these little boxes, and it's like, if there was poetry and destruction, then this would be its bard, or something bullshitty like that. I don't remember if it's on this page, but it's on
they just, it's funny because they'll say stuff like that because they have nothing else other to say, because like, right. It's like, it's Hulk punches something.
Right. It might be over on this side somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, there it is.
On this page.
Surely if there were a poetry of unleashed savagery, then this rampaging Hulk would be its bard.
Mm-hmm.
Which, please put out a poetry book of Hulk poetry. I mean, look.
Someone write that.
Marvel, look, if you're going to promise that, if you're going to say that he could do it.
Give me this.
Fucking give me this.
Yeah.
If you put out this small, you don't even have to make it that big.
Yeah, it could be a small chapbook. It's fine.
Just a small book. You can
little
put it
chat book. It's fine.
Put it out. You know, put it on a book of Barnes and Nobles, but don't even tell anybody. Or just put it out and be like, hey, yeah, this is the comic book section. What is this? The book of poetry written by the Hulk. I was like, oh shit.
I would totally buy that book.
And I would just stage a reading of it.
Yeah.
It'd be like, what's his face? That fucking, it'd be like, I want to say Henry Rollins putting out poetry.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And that Henry Rollins did put out poetry.
No, I'm just saying
books of it.
Well, I'm trying to also think there was also like Jewel put out a book of poems,
mm-hmm.
but then there was also like a response to that by some Asian dude who put out, I forgot what it was. I remember it was like when I was in college.
A response to Jewel's poetry?
Yeah, but it was like, I jerked off, I am sorry, or something. Like, it was just a really like sad response. Like, it was like There was a parody of it, and but it wasn't like it was just by like a random dude,
huh?
Like a random poet who was just like, all right, I'm gonna fucking put this out.
That's funny. I never heard.
I would get him to write this Hulk poetry.
Yeah,
because I remember that being funny.
Yeah,
and I think we should. Somebody
get on that.
I am going to.
I'll write it. I'm not a very good poet, but Hulk doesn't need to be one. So
you could probably, honestly, if you were like, hey Marvel, give me $50,000.
Oh shit, that'd be awesome.
To write a book of Hulk poetry and just give me access to every Hulk comic there ever's been.
Yeah.
And you just read every Hulk comic and then just write this fucking awesome book of poetry.
Inspired by all the comics?
Inspired by all the comics.
Yes. Hire me.
That is a sweet gig.
That is a sweet gig, and I would totally do it.
And you know what? People would fucking buy it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a market for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could even get fancy with it, and you can even get smarter, or you could even, like, what you could do is, start out dumb, and then as he gets more intelligent, you write more intelligent poetry, and then if he gets dumber, or he just, like, just kind of do it as, like, it progresses throughout his, like, the years of the comic.
Yeah.
Man, that's such a genius idea.
It is a genius idea.
Oh, God. I feel like stopping at writing poetry now. I don't even know where I would begin, but I would figure something out. I'd have to figure out what poetry is. looks in book. Poetry.
I used to write some real shit goth poetry back in the day, so I'm already ready to write.
I think that's why they need to hire you.
Absolutely. And I would happily take $50,000 to do that.
So... you know what? That's a good chunk of change.
Somebody send me $50,000, I'll write you Hulk poetry.
You could send me to, you could pay for me to go to like London or New York.
Sure.
You know?
I'll go to New York. I'll go to the Marvel Archives.
You could pay for you, and then they can like say, well, your husband should come too.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe I'll just work by co. So I'm trying to figure this out. Guys, bear with us here.
Well, see, I would probably have to go at least for like 2 to 3 weeks to go to the Marvel Archive to read all their Hulk books.
Okay, right.
So... I would probably be in a hotel.
Do you think you have to meet with Stan Lee to do this?
Maybe. I mean, if he wants to. He lives here, so, I can go to his house. I realize he's in his 90s. I wouldn't want him to, like, meet me at a coffee shop or something.
meet me at Porto's.
Yeah.
In Burbank.
So I could go to Stan Lee. That's fine. I'm happy to do that. Which apparently is a big thing in Hollywood where you just, like, go to people's houses. That's fucking...
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
It's weird.
Wouldn't it be funny if that was a thing, if you got hired to write this Hulk poetry book and then you show up at Stan Lee's door and like, hi, Stan, I'm Jen Stansfield. I'm here to talk to you about the Hulk poetry book.
Yeah.
And he goes, Excelsior, and then dies.
Oh, God.
And you're like, what happened? It's like he heard about this Hulk poetry book and then he died.
But then I have to live with the fact that I just killed Stan Lee. I'm sure all the nerds would really be happy.
You actually probably make a good...
Because I just killed Stan Lee.
You'd make a killing pun intended, at the con circuit.
Oh god!
Because you would have a little booth. You could sit next to Lou Ferrigno and John Saxon. I'm seeing. You know, Tommy Wiseau could be there.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to do a lot to overshadow Tommy Wiseau, because last time he had people wearing his underwear, because he has a line of underwear now, and then basketballs.
Right. No, footballs.
I thought he had basketballs.
Oh, yeah, basketballs too. Yeah. He doesn't know what he's doing.
And it was just like, it was a spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
So to overshadow him, I would have to do something great. So like, I'd have to hire somebody to dress like Stanley and pretend to die. Like every 5 minutes, he would come out and just fall down.
You can have somebody, you know, what you could do is you could stage it where it's like, I'm Stan Lee and I'm here for a reason. You're like, I'm writing the Hulk poetry book. And he goes, dead. Excelsior dies.
A dramatic reenactment.
The reason why we're making fun of Stan Lee dying is because we believe he's going to live forever.
Yeah. No, Stan Lee is one of those, he's going to live forever. And Stan Lee has looked like he does today since he was 21.
Yes.
He has not aged.
Yes.
He was fully
Stan Lee now when he was born.
He was.
It was like Benjamin Button. Because
I've seen pictures of him from, like, you know, before Spider-Man came out. I'm like, he looks the same. He's always looked old.
Yes.
And I mean, that has its drawbacks because you always look old, but it also has its benefits because then you look the same for decades.
Yeah.
And nothing ever fucking changes. And that's kind of great.
Yeah. So, okay. So anyway, so this book takes a hard right turn.
It really does. So there's also, let's just say there's a ton of fucking ads in this book because
there's no story.
There's no story here. It was like they had to just write a comic and get something out. So they're just like, fuck it. This is the story. And it's dumb and it's barely a story. And then they just padded it with ads.
So basically what happens is Hulk is about to fuck up these farmers. And just at that time, we find out who's been watching him.
It's an alien.
It's an alien.
Looks like a bug.
He has a name. Like, it's just like Schmigadindri.
Sure. It's a bug alien.
It's got like a bunch of G's in it and an S.
Yeah. Just call it. He's a bug alien.
A bug alien.
Yeah. I'm sure if we Googled this alien's name, this would be the only issue he ever.
No, it literally is.
Yeah. So this is it. Up and he was created for this dumb story.
It was created for this dumb story. Hulk calls him bug thing.
Yeah, so the alien's been watching him and he's like, oh, that guy has green skin and all the other ones are trying to get him. He must have some sort of secret. So I have to get him.
Well, secret for vegetation, because apparently this alien's home planet can't grow anything.
Yeah. So he's like, I have to get him so I can get the secret.
Right.
So that's why he wants him. So he beams him up into his ship and Hulk's like, what the fuck? And then they, you know, there's a little bit of punching and then he subdues him with a submission ray.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is amazing. You know?
Submission ray.
And he's also able to, like, this is really gross, this part right here. So like him and Hulk are fighting before he gets submission rayed. And he can, like, phase through Hulk's body, and he squeezes his internal organs.
Yes, he says is that what he's doing? Is he phasing here? Or
yeah, he phases in, and he says, I'll just give this a tweak. And obviously,
I can just decorporealize. He uses a fancy word.
Yeah, but basically, I didn't catch.
Yeah, he phases through, and if I phase my prongs long enough to twist a few internal organs. So he's grabbing the Hulk's gallbladder. He's like,
yeah, and he's like, squeezing it.
Hulk's pancreas feels funny, which... And it, I mean,
that's fucked up. That's really fucked up.
Never in my years of reading comics has somebody, at least to my knowledge, that has phased or something like John Jones or
any of those guys who can do that shit.
Or Shadow Cat or really anybody that can phase through somebody has seen the dude be like, oh.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like poke your fucking liver.
There's been a lot of times where Vision has punched through somebody and like kind of freaked them out that way.
Yeah, but he hasn't reached into them and be like, oh, is that your stomach? Squeeze, squeeze. Honk, honk. Like, he doesn't... Ooh, kidneys. Honk, honk. And like, run with, like, that's what this guy's doing.
Honk, honk.
That's really what's happening here.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I now that I realize what this guy did, like, I mean, I kind of thought he did that, and then I did. Now I realize how he did it.
Yeah.
And now I don't like it.
Panel, like, everything else is like, all right, whatever, normal comic book.
I gotta take a picture of that.
But then you get this one, and you're like, what the fuck? That's weird and gross. And, like, why would you ever think that? Oh, it's terrible.
Anyway, so Hulk gets incapacitated.
Right.
And this guy's doing all sorts of, like, experiments or just kind of, like, phasing
he's like,
him.
Oh, this is so weird. Like, this guy has the same physiology as the other.
Yeah.
people on his planet, but he just seems to have green skin and be a little irradiated.
Yeah.
And he's like, well...
He's like, yeah, he's got a lot of radiation.
He's like, all right, well, let me go get something from my other room. And of course, since Hulk has been subdued by this ray, he changes back into Bruce Banner.
Which apparently he has been the Hulk for like a full week.
Yeah, which I didn't realize he could be the Hulk that long.
I didn't, yeah, I thought it was like he's like the Hulk for like a few hours. And
yeah,
then like
I thought it was till it wore off, and then...
Because, I mean, does he get that? Because he gets the Hulk when he's angry. I'm like, but are you that constantly angry?
He's really pissed off.
But, and he's just hanging out. Even when he's sitting around eating corn, he's chilling out.
He's
like,
one of those guys on the internet who's just constantly angry.
Is he constantly on the internet? Is that the problem with Hulk? Is he constantly watching the new Ghostbusters trailer?
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I'm so mad.
Ruined my childhood. All caps tweeting. And just he cannot stop being green. That's what's happening right here.
He's so frustrated with the world today.
Yeah.
It's like trying to think like
he's Eddie Pepitone at all times.
Yeah, he's Eddie. I'm surprised Eddie Pepitone is not the Hulk.
Yeah. Eddie Pepitone probably should be the Hulk because he's constantly angry.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So he
changes back into Bruce Banner and falls out of the bonds holding him up because they were set up for the Hulk. So then we cut back to like Earth where there's a dude.
Well, this is okay. So basically I'll explain this scene.
Yeah, explain this.
So basically Thaddeus Ross or General Thunderbolt Ross, Hulk's main human nemesis, is had a nervous breakdown and he's being over observed by Doc Samson, who is Hulk's gamma irradiated psychiatrist friend whose powers lie within his hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, he actually does look like he embraced the pastel hair trend, like, way before it ever happened.
Yeah,
that is, like, sea green.
He's always looked like that, and if you cut his hair, he gets less strong.
Mm, yeah, well, he's Samson.
Right. So, and he's observing, and we get, what's her face? What's her name? Carla...
No, she's evil.
Or Carla Sofen. She is...
Evil.
Also one of, like, somebody that works with Thaddeus Ross, and it turns out... She's like, oh, well, I caused this. And she goes on to become Moonstone, which is one of the masters of evil at one point and stuff like that.
But Hulk's buddy is just like, oh, I should have seen this guy was going to have a breakdown.
Oh, it's Jim Wilson.
It's all my fault.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so poor Jim Wilson.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's all my fault.
Jim Wilson died of AIDS.
R.I.P. And so he's like, all right, well, I'm leaving. Hey, lady, will you keep a watch on Fuckface over here?
While
I go be sad with my green hair.
I got green hair and I can't be sad. Watch him fuck face. Watch fuck face, okay?
Yeah, will you watch fuck face for me? And she's like, okay. And then she's like, I am the one who caused the breakdown. Ha ha ha. And that's where we leave that.
I've got green glasses. Ha ha. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bruce Banner is going around and he's trying to figure out where he's at. He's on a spacecraft. He's trying to, you know, maybe try to maneuver it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And he gets caught by what?
I just got a Pokemon.
Oh, you what? Like here at the table?
Yes, it's sitting on the table. I have to get it.
Who is it?
I don't know. It's one I've never seen before. I think it's an evolved Mankey.
Is it Pikachu?
No, it's not Pikachu.
Oh my God! If we tell everybody Pikachu's here, they'll probably.
But
come
it's
here.
Not a Pikachu.
Guys.
I think it just froze. Ugh! I'm sorry. I just like. Yeah, it froze.
It's broken.
It does that, and then I gotta restart it. Anyway.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So Banner
gets a Pokemon I'd never seen before, and I was gonna.
You got a Magnet guy yesterday.
I did get a Magnet guy yesterday.
I don't know what his name. I forgot what his name was, but Magnet guy.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
So Hulk. So Bruce gets caught and. This bug alien's like, well, I guess the only thing I can do here is like dissect you.
Yeah, obviously I have to figure out what's going on because you just changed back. So I'm because
he changed colors. Like, oh, I got to figure out what's going on, right?
Yeah.
And so it, just as he's about to get stabbed by a space scalpel,
yeah.
Hulk starts
punching.
Hulk starts getting
he turns back into the Hulk.
He gets agitated, this is the thing. Okay, so. He's changing into the Hulk, but he's kind of like, it's kind of not just like at. Once he just he's kind of like half part green,
yeah.
part
Because you flesh. Can see it's like drawn where he's half and half.
And it just happens that the space where Hulk or where this alien is about to probe him with the scalpel turns into the Hulk skin.
Yeah.
And it snaps the blade because it's the Hulk skin, but but literally like an inch over, it is pure flesh. So it's like,
right, which he could have totally stabbed him.
You could have totally got, you could just be like, shit, stab.
Right.
You know, it's like Operation.
Yeah. He's trying to play Operation and he hit the sides. So Hulk punched him in the face.
Yeah,
so
Hulk's
like, that's what you get for tweaking my internal organs, you fucking creep.
Yeah.
So
Hulk's gallbladder does not feel right.
Yeah, you bruised my gallbladder. That's fucked up. So he punches this guy and there's a lot of fighting. And then he like knocks Hulk out with like a boot to the face.
A boot to us? No, he knocks him backwards.
He knocks him backwards, but he kind of falls down.
Here's what he does. He knocks him backwards, and then he throws him into like a teleporter force field,
right, and it explodes.
Which the way it looks like it explodes, looks like he incinerates top half of the Hulk.
Yeah, it looks like all he's left with is his bottom half.
Because he miscalculated and basically made it explode. And the Hulk is,
so he's down for the count.
He's
still the Hulk. He doesn't change back, even though he's unconscious, which is weird. So then,
well, it doesn't happen instantaneous.
That's true.
Because he's having anger dreams.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, it's time for me to get my sample. And he's going to go stab the Hulk. Oh, no, he doesn't. He scrapes underneath fingernails.
No, because what he realizes is, like, I need to take a part of the Hulk that isn't, he probably won't miss.
Right.
So he probably is not going to miss
his fingernails.
He's not going to miss. I think he gives like a manicure. So it's
he does.
So he's not going to miss his fingernails.
Or underneath
the I think he takes a piece of the fingernails. Or
he might have
dirt.
Cut the fingernails a little short, but he does take all the dirt and stuff from underneath his fingernails and toenails.
Yeah.
Which, ew.
Yeah, he gives him a space manicure.
Yeah, so he gives him a space manicure. And then when Hulk wakes up, he's like, God, I'm so mad. And the guy's like, no, my samples. And Hulk's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to punch my way out of the ship. And he does. And he like jumps down. And it says, like, he doesn't even notice that now he's getting new dirt underneath his toes and stuff.
Yeah.
He runs off. And then the alien is like, oh, whatever gross nastiness was under Hulk's fingernails and toenails will help the plants on my planet grow.
My planet is saved.
Except I don't remember where it is.
Yeah, no, they imply that he has no idea where this
how
alien
to get back to his home.
So this
planet.
Poor alien's planet is going to starve because he forgot his GPS. Because
he couldn't get the toe jam from fucking Hulk's toenails back to his home planet.
So he's like, he must get this toe jam back. And it's like,
ew. So yeah, and so that's it. That's the end of it. It says the next one's called Chaos in California.
Oh man, that sounds great. I wonder if he goes in and out and he tries to stand in line.
Yeah.
That's the chaos. He's just like, Hulk want double. Hulk can't get animal style here. They ran out of secret sauce.
That's a good one. I like that.
Hulk want Neapolitan shake and he has to wait 20 minutes.
Oh yeah. I like the Neapolitan shake.
Hulk just sits in traffic. Just California. He's like, Hulk can't drive 55. Can't even get up to 25.
I was gonna say you can't drive anything, actually.
Well, that's it for Hulk number 230 from December 1978. Incredible Hulk, excuse me.
Yes.
Would you read the next issue of this book?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm actually thinking about getting more into Hulk books because I just like, because a lot of the classic stuff is already collected,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to read that stuff. I just want to see, because not only does like he have like shit like this, like this is just like a random one off of like him and messing with farmers, and then there's an alien. It's like, I want your toe jam.
Yeah.
There's like stories of him in space, and just because I read a lot of Defenders and he's in a lot of those, and I kind of want to see what else he's doing, you know? So, and he's, there's science involved. There's a lot of weirdness going on, I think. And it's not just, a lot of it's him punching shit.
Of course.
Hulk. It's a lot of him, a lot of the Hulk just being the Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, but there's also a lot of like other fun things going on in it that might be of interest, and just kind of seeing how he interacts in these different situations. So.
Yeah, and these are the comic books. You know, it's right. This is 1978.
Yeah,
I love
this. Is in your
this is right in my favorite era for comics, which is basically like 1984 and earlier. So yeah, no, I would totally read the next issue.
All right. Well, that's it for this week's show, folks. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week with more books. And you can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, as well as Instagram, AngryHeroSean. Also, my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, please go to iTunes and make sure you rate, subscribe, tell a friend, give us 5 stars, leave a review on iTunes, tell people how much you love the show, and that helps us in the ratings, helps us get ahead, you know, be more visible, more people know about the show. And if you listen to any, the podcast anywhere else, on Stitcher, TuneIn, whatever, however you can rate the show, please do. You know, get the word out there. And we will be very appreciative of that. So, all right, folks, we'll be back next week. And you guys have a good week. And we will see you guys again next time.
Bye.